Bonsoir tout le monde, c'est James Haskell, je reste avec...
Lovebo, unlikable, Ollie Phillips. Je ne suis pas français, je suis anglais.
Oh, it's so annoying how you always get to say that at the start. I hate it. Well, I hate it. But I know one woman who thinks I'm lovable, likable, and that's that naughty girl.
Your mum?
No.
Who's the naughty girl?
Natasha Bird, wasn't it?
Who?
Who? That one? That, oh, I can't remember. I think it's that one. Oh, I don't know. I think there's one woman in the world who thinks I'm nice.
Oh, Natasha Bird, if you exist out there, well done.
Well done. I don't know where I made that up from. Anyway, we're just discussing this topic of conversation. We felt it would make a great audio boom. Massage places. I know that immediately conjures images of suspect beaded doorways and red lights and everything else, but we're talking about...
It might be to do with the fact we're sitting outside one now, contemplating going in. We're not sure what to expect when we walk in there.
We're a little bit worried because, obviously, if the place looks reputable, like, you know, for example, this says the Thai Centre for Massage, and, you know, it looks quite smart, what's the likelihood of it being a happy ending place and therefore the ensuing issues that conjures up?
It intrigues me what you take out of the name of places. Like, because across the road, obviously, we've got the other one which says Sexy Time. I don't know whether we go in that one and expect obviously a cup of tea and a decent political satire and something else to go down.
But then across the road you've got Pot Hong Institute of Massage of Thailanders. So,
well, yeah, I mean it's intriguing to think what you can get. I mean, for your penny's worth.
Because the problem is that if you go in for a massage, you know, do you wear pants? Do you not wear pants? Then do they give you that plastic thong?
I know you're a big fan of just dropping the cacks. Like I've borne witness to, like, walking in on you before your pre-massage, and you've already gone full bare. But, what? I mean, obviously I had the surprise that time of the woman who reached over and grabbed my willy during a massage. She nearly shocked me and fell off the massage bed.
I mean the problem is that you know, obviously, ideal, the reason we're going for massaging is not because we're looking to get the suspect, don't get us wrong, Tweeps, but we're looking to get a massage outside of training as the massage is maybe not as available as it should be.
Yeah.
So we've gone to the Thai Institute, but I'm just concerned that, you know, if it turns out to be a happy ending, you know, what do you do? Because
is it like a colour code? Does purple mean like normal? Red means like you're going to get a willy wave? Does it mean like... If you go into like a green one, does that mean it's like going to be an eco-friendly one?
And I'm, I don't know.
They have paper pants.
I don't know. I don't think there's a sort of a
recycled paper pants.
There isn't I'm trying to think what the word is for it now, but there doesn't seem to be a directory or a key.
A directory.
A directory for you know, for colour coding places where there's.
So it's not like karate. It's not like different belts.
No. No. Yeah. Different grades of ability. God, go to a black belt, you're in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
It's white belt, you might just get, you know.
You come out a new man if you go to a black belt.
Yeah. Come out walking like John Wayne. No, but my concern is as well. I know I'm treading on dangerous ground here, but does the ethnicity of the place you're going.
Say that three times.
Yeah, I'm only insured to say it once. Any longer, I might swallow a tongue. No, I'm worried because...
Well, yeah, but do they come with certain reputations as what you're alluding to?
I mean, it's a dangerous... I won't dwell on it in case I get arrested or tasered, but I'm just concerned that, you know, if you're lying on your front and you know, for whatever reason, you're getting slightly excited and you roll over and it turns out not to be a happy ending massage place, you know, then what's the embarrassment? And then if you roll over and it is...
Now, I can't not pitch a tent if I go for a massage, so it's happened to me many a time.
Well, that's a hell of a confession.
I can't, like, mate, if I'm on the front and people rub my back and I'm getting a massage and they start doing my legs, a bit of friction happens.
No wonder the physios at Stade say when you go in there with a bad back, always look like a shocked and drinking bucket loads of coffee.
Well, I know, that's why...
Remind me never to pat you on the back, mate, when you're down, Christ.
That's why I all just, like, think of England. And
what if you have a girlfriend once, she rubs your back in a restaurant, you get arrested.
Well, also, if you touch my back, I get a rock on.
An erection knocking over the bread bowl.
We've gone from me saying when I lie having a massage and a bit of friction like that arouses me to now if you touch me in any shape or form, I get a rock on. No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes I have pitched a tent in a massage parlour and it's just something that I've had to deal with. I've gone over it. And it's been embarrassing. I've just never gone back there.
Well, that's fine. And luckily in France, there is a plethora of different massage options.
There's one ringing us now. Yeah.
So we're going to go in and have a look and see what this place is, the Institute of Thai Massage, and let you know. Fingers crossed it isn't a happy ender, but we'll see.
If we come out talking like...